You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Boar Meets World.
Keep that one in, huh?
I'm keeping that, yeah. Okay. Episode 8 of Boy Meets World, Teacher's Bet, is what we will be covering today. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across from the table from me is Steven.
Hi, how you doing?
So, this one, I'll go ahead and tell you guys, I felt like it was a much better episode than episode 7, Grandma Was a Rolling Stone.
Why?
Why? Because I felt like episode 7 didn't really go anywhere. I feel like they just threw Rue McClanahan in there to get like a good ratings pop. So, there's that.
Yeah, okay. Maybe so.
Okay.
Or you're wrong. Either way.
So this episode...
yeah.
Is the whole premise is... that Feeny and Corey have a bet.
That they do.
Yep.
It's a teacher's bet.
It's very teacher's bet.
Yeah.
The title of said episode.
That's right. It's off to a great start so far.
Yeah. So take us through this episode. How does it start off?
Well, it begins with Sean and Corey, and they're talking about the highest paid baseball player in the world. Apparently he makes like $7.6 million over 6 years or per year. I don't recall exactly.
There's a contract, I believe, over 6 years. They're telling this to Minkus.
Yeah.
Minkus can't believe it.
No. He's terribly upset because Feeney only makes like $40,000 a year. Yeah. He's underpaid, so he thinks Sean Corey begged to differ. They say he's overpaid.
Yeah. It's the same thing every year.
Lessons never change. Feeney's predictable himself.
He'll come in there, drink out of that fountain,
yep.
Touch up his mustache, be like, good morning, Matthews. I trust you. Did your homework the previous evening or something like that.
And so in comes Mr. Feeney, and he does those exact things. And they both finish each other's lines here.
Feeney, my sister ate Corey. My homework. Yeah,
of course I did the homework, but my little sister ate my homework.
And Feeney goes, you're so predictable.
Yeah, predictable.
Predictable. Mr. Matthews.
That's exactly how he said it. And then we jump into
Feeney had a stroke this episode. This episode. So, you know, just like your co-host over here.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we jump into our wonderful intro. And then we go to class, and we're talking about social studies and learning a little bit about prejudice today.
Yeah. Is this their first, like, lesson from the outside world? Because everything else so far, and tell me if I need to clarify on this, but every lesson so far has been very insular. You know what I mean? Like, household thing, just internal lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Like figuring yourself out, being conventional, being unconventional.
Sure.
Accepting people for how they are, which kind of falls in the prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other side of the coin. But, you know, you haven't really had a outside... what am I trying to think?
What are you trying to think?
I am trying to think. What am I trying to think? This shirt must be too tight. It's cutting off the blood circulation.
Yeah,
I
don't know what happened the other episodes because you were shirtless, but...
oh my gosh. What'd you just say?
Nothing, carry on
we
with
haven't
your
had
thoughts.
An outside factor in helping the lesson around. I don't know, fuck it, I'm not trying...
As in Linda.
Yeah.
You're referring to, which we'll meet later on.
Yeah, well, I mean, like... fuck it, let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're learning about prejudice and social studies. I feel like, no, I'm not even going to go there. We have a book reading assignment. Yeah. Corey is like, oh man, it's by some girl. I thought you might have something to say about that.
By some girl?
Yeah.
It was written by a girl.
Yeah.
And that's what she chose to identify as at the time.
Yes.
I see no problem with that.
Well, I thought you would have a problem with a boy saying that basically they didn't want to read a book by a girl.
Oh, well, that's his choice.
Okay. All right, so Corey goes up to Feeny and he's talking about basically teaching sixth grade isn't all that hard.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Feeny was like, hey, you're making this hard for me. You're being a clown every day, talking when you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Interrupting my lessons.
Yeah. And Corey's like, I think being a student is much harder. So this is where we get to the teacher's bet. And they decide to trade jobs for a week. Feeny's going to be the student. Corey's going to be the teacher. Yep.
Feeny wins. He gets Corey's brand new bike.
Mm-hmm.
Corey wins. He gets a fifth of Mr. Feeny's salary for the month.
Yeah. We're going to figure out the winner by having a test at the end of the week. More people pass than usual. Corey wins. More fails. Feeny wins.
There we are.
Yep. Do they make it more interesting by putting the bike up for grabs and Feeny's pay? Or one-fifth of Feeny's pay.
Yes.
Which, what would that be?
More than $5 a week.
More than $5 a week?
Yeah, that's what Corey's getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's looking good for Corey.
Definitely.
Maybe.
Yeah, unless he loses that bike.
Yeah. We go to the Matthews home. Eric enters, and he has another new girlfriend this week.
Yep, Linda.
Linda. She might be of Asian descent.
Yep, Japanese.
Is that different?
No, oh, I mean, you need to clarify.
Okay, sorry. Morgan's bugging older brother, as usual. He's kind of telling Linda about
all the old girlfriends
and kind of ranting him out on the line he used to get Linda to come over, basically, about how he's going to study with her, whatever.
You know, actually, now that you bring that up, I do got a problem. Why does she have to be, why do they have to be studying, you know? Is it, like, stereotypical for Asian people to like to study as a pastime?
I feel like that's a reach.
Other people are reaching for the stop button right now.
Yeah.
On their player.
Well, I'm sure they already did that when you were talking about your shirt being too tight. Or that got them more interested. I'm not sure.
I think it got them more interested.
Yeah. Corey enters and he starts telling his parents about the bet between him and Feeny. Corey's like, the book does all the teaching. I don't really have to do anything.
Which, if you're from our neck of the woods, that is true.
Yeah. Alan's pretty concerned.
Yeah.
He just got Corey that brand new bike. And he doesn't have a lot of faith in Corey teaching the class.
No, because he gets C's.
Yeah. So Alan's like, why does Feeny want that bike?
What's Feeny's game here?
Yeah. And Amy was like, well, it's obviously one of those Mr. Feeny lesson things, which I thought it was kind of interesting that, like, the show kind of admits what the show is, basically.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. I mean, like, they kind of open that wall.
Yeah. Because that's what the show is. It's always some lesson to be learned. Mostly from Mr. Feeny. In some wacky way. Unconventional, perhaps. Which is fine.
Yeah. It's okay to be conventional, unconventional. We've learned this.
We learned that from a Mr. Feeny lesson thing.
So, we didn't touch on it. I kind of wanted to, but do you think people in sports are overpaid?
Extremely.
Okay. Do you think teachers are underpaid?
Do they make $40K a year? Is that still accurate?
I think it's went up a little bit, but maybe starting pay. That would be the average, I assume. But if it's $40K in Philadelphia, then I'm assuming now it's, you know, Philly being a fairly big area.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably making close to 70 mid-range.
That's a starter?
Maybe, like, median.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, a couple years in.
I think that's fairly reasonable, but not when you put it up against a baseball player's salary.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's making, what, 6 years? So he's making $7.6 million over 6 years. It's a million and some change each year, just to, you know, throw baseball around.
Yeah, which I understand athletes work hard.
They do, but they also have an off season.
They have an off season, and basically, like all entertainers, they're kind of just entertainers.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And the pay for that is insane. And I definitely don't agree with
that. Well, no. I mean, that money has got to... Think about how much money they're pulling in to their team, the stadiums, you know, the cable.
Yeah.
Is, so, you know, that's just a cut.
Yeah.
A very small cut of what's being made.
Well, I think we could find better uses for said money, but...
Oh, definitely.
But, you know.
That's another podcast entirely, though.
Yeah, check that out over at... No, we don't really have another show yet.
No. We're going to call it World is Bore, and we just discuss, you know, current events. If you guys want that, please send us a request.
And a paycheck. So, yeah, Alan's very concerned. Corey's probably going to lose this bike. We see Corey coming into his first day of teaching. And Minkus is kind of concerned here. He's like, what's going on here? Especially, I'm thinking, he's thinking, why Corey, not me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's jealous.
Yeah.
We think, he gives it off like he's concerned, but we know how much of a real devil Minkus is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're referring to here.
I'm not referring to anything other than the truth, Steven.
Okay. Corey is now wanting to be called... Hey, dude. That's his teacher name. And he makes a new ruling for right out the gate. Baseball hats allowed. Of course. Of course they are.
Yeah. And somehow everyone has a baseball cap.
Yeah.
Even though Hunter.
Just hidden somewhere in their desk or something.
Yeah. Sean's got a Philadelphia Eagles hat. It's not a baseball cap. But whatever. I guess the, you know, design of the cap was baseball.
Sure.
Just nitpicking here.
Topanga wants to wear some things that aren't usually allowed, I guess, for some reason. You got something to say about that?
Corey just didn't want her to show up naked.
Yeah. Corey makes the assignment for homework, which is the assignment that they had the day before, because... He says he was a sixth grader teacher not too long ago, and he knows usually they don't do the homework, so we'll give it another try tonight. Minkus, of course.
Well, I did my homework.
Yeah, he does it. Probably had an extra essay in there, if we know Minkus by now. So, Corey gives him an assignment, which is get a life. So, we'll see how that goes as time goes by. Linda gives Morgan a Japanese lantern.
She does.
Are they just going too crazy with the Japanese? The studying, Asian
the
stuff?
Lantern, you know. I'm surprised she didn't walk into that house wearing a kimono. Okay?
Maybe next episode.
Man, she looked, she kind of had that Dawson's Creek thing going on. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. She, stated as 15, right? Looks like she's late 20s to 30.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which Dawson's Creek, you know, all those people playing teenagers, they were like pushing 30.
I feel like that's every show that says it's about late teen people.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
For the most part. I mean, I could be wrong, but probably not.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're never wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Corey comes home. He thinks he's doing a great job as a teacher. Alan's concern is growing every day.
Yeah.
He's asking about, well, what are you supposed to be teaching? Oh, it's just a book about Nazis and Jews, you know, a long time ago when prejudice was around. And Alan's like, yeah, a long time ago, huh? Like it's not around anymore. Dun dun dun.
Holy crap. Yeah. When we get to it, I have a conspiracy theory for you. Just keep going with the show, though.
Okay. And like I said, Alan's concerns growing. He's asking, how does Feeny usually grade? Is it grading on a curve? Feeny takes the test. He's going to score really high, so a lot of people are going to fail, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it sounds like Feeny has screwed Corey.
Yeah, hustled him.
Yeah. Class next day. Corey is begging Sean to help him get the class back in control.
Mm-hmm.
We got Topanga sitting on a yogurt cushion.
And Minkus is on a bouncy ball.
Of course, I mean a yoga cushion, but Corey thinks it's yogurt.
She also centers herself and will only respond to...
So Corey's trying a little harder to be more serious because
Feeny comes in wearing like a Phillies jersey.
Yeah,
he's like, "What's up? Hanging with my homies."
He's got a baseball cap on. He was late to class because he was hanging out with his homeboys. I think Corey is, after his talk with his father, is realizing that bike's in trouble.
Yeah,
so he's trying to take it a little more serious, but he's totally lost control. Realizing teaching is not as easy as it looks, Alan gives him some very good advice. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Very good advice.
Yeah. You remember anything about that?
His advice?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He always gives him good advice. This is hard. Yeah.
I don't know. I wrote these notes weird today. So.
Like, you need to be... authoritative. I know that.
Yeah.
Part. Yeah.
So, yeah, he comes dressed up later, but we see Eric comes in with Linda, and she's crying her eyeballs out.
Yep.
So, I wonder what's going on.
Somebody called her a racial slur.
That they did. Well, a bad name. I don't know if it was racial or not.
That's
a
racial slur.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're going for here.
Yeah.
You know.
Morgan.
Probably somebody's Marine father saw her and called her a damn Jap or something.
Okay, I thought you were really going to push it here.
Okay, well.
Wow. Morgan comes in. She's very concerned about Linda. She's grown pretty close to her over these 2 days that they've hung out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, somebody called you a bad name. Somebody called me a poo-poo head once. So.
All right, here's my conspiracy.
All right.
Are you ready? Corey goes to his father, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, prejudice does not exist today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Alan's like, oh, you don't think he does, huh? So Alan, being the good father that he is like, I'm going to turn this into a learning experience for both my boys. He puts on a disguise, goes to the mall, and he's following around Eric and Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And he passes Linda, and he's like, why don't you open up those slanty eyes and see where you're going, Jap?
Mm-hmm.
Puts the cap back on and scurries off into the darkness before Eric can figure out it's his own father that made this racial slur.
When he took the hat off to say it to her, wouldn't that give himself away?
There are significant holes.
And I don't agree with anything Kyle had just said when referring to the very poor taste of name-calling there. Not a representation of the show.
I just blew your mind. You can't even coordinate a proper sentence right now with that revelation.
That is quite the theory.
Yeah.
And maybe it could be a conspiracy between Alan and Mr. Feeny.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Okay.
A lot of things work out to where these lessons actually pay off. It's strange.
You guys, if you agree with me or disagree, please let us know. Okay. But I think I'm in the right here.
Of course, you can let us know over at Twitter at Boar Meets World. Anywho, Corey sees that prejudice is obviously still a thing that happens in 1993, all the way up until 2018 and beyond.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced prejudice?
I don't believe so.
No.
Being a straight white male. Eh.
I think you we've talked about this with like bullying. Mm-hmm. We're always left alone.
Yeah, keep my head down.
Yeah, and I thought, well, maybe
since
you were kind of the punk persuasion, you might have gotten a little flack from people.
No, never me. People I hung out with, but...
Yeah. They just left you alone.
Yeah, they stink of shit.
We're not going to get any blood out of that stone.
Maybe the prejudice I got was just being totally ignored by everyone.
No. Yeah. He's so bland, we're not going to pick on him.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Now I'm concerned. You see me, right?
Yeah, I see you. I wouldn't pick on you. You got that don't give a shit thing going on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I try.
If anything, they want to look up to you, not pick on you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. All right, Corey comes in the class the next day. He's wearing a suit. He's ready to go. He's asking Minkus to help him out. He's like, why would I help you? He said Feeny was underpaid or overpaid. Blah, blah, blah. He's not having it. Feeny comes in a fucking meatloaf sweatshirt.
That's pretty cool, too. Looking like a bat out of hell, you know what I'm saying?
Is that a real thing?
That's a Meatloaf album.
A Meatloaf sweatshirt, though?
I guess Ophini's got one.
Is Meatloaf still pretty hot, 93, or?
I mean, I'm sure he was hot when Feeny was, you know, a strapping young lad cruising around in his gremlin.
Sure. So Corey's trying to convey that prejudice is still a thing. People aren't really giving a shit. He's totally lost these kids. They're playing poker. So he's trying to, he's about to walk away, totally defeated. Got a little spark in his brain here.
Yep.
Yeah. Ask Sean what his mother's last name was before she was married. And I believe it was
Capitelli or something like that. Something Italian sounding.
Wow. This is coming from the woke guy.
Huh? I mean, it sounds like it's of Italian origins. Yeah. I didn't say she was a fucking guinea or anything,
sure.
Steven.
Sure. You were thinking it, though.
No, I wasn't, because I don't think that way.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that word was until you said it and you put it in my brain.
What,
so.
Guinea?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So Corey says, so that would make you a WAP. And the class is like, oh, fuck.
No, he didn't.
It's totally.
That's Feeny over there. No, he didn't.
What? And they're just totally quiet. They're just stunned. I mean, blew their mind that Corey would say something like that. A WAP, which I never even really heard before.
Yeah, this is my first time.
Or outside this episode, I think.
Yeah. I think they were like, we got to think of something that we can, you know, get past, but still remain in our PG viewing demographic.
Yeah. Which I had heard it means without papers, apparently.
Without papers.
I guess the Italians didn't have papers if they came over. Oh, okay, and they're okay. looked down on.
Yeah. Irish were, too. Irish were looked down on, too.
So, yeah, Sean is just...
Oh, he's heated.
He's hot.
But Corey has his attention.
He's about to knock his head off. And Corey's like, well, what if you couldn't do anything about it? And then he starts to explain about the book. We finally find out that it's Anne Frank diary, I guess.
Yep.
And she's totally cool.
I wonder if they still teach that in school.
Anne Frank?
Yeah, her diary and her story and all that.
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, okay.
I'll look into it.
Please do.
Yeah. Had a pretty good line here. Probably the best on the show so far for, you know, a very significant meaning here. That it's not good when one person jumps up. When something bad like that happens, we all have to jump up. Isn't that nice?
It's very nice.
Yeah. You're not helping me at all here.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about water.
Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get one little drop.
Mm-hmm.
It's insignificant.
Yeah.
But you keep adding water, and enough water, you have an ocean,
mm-hmm.
you have a wave, and waves over time can break down rocks.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for stepping in.
You're welcome. Now I'm stepping out. Peace.
All right, so it's verdict time. We're going to find out who won this bet. Turns out it's a tie. Same number of students that passed and failed as always, except for Sean. Got a grade higher than usual. Got a big B
yep.
this time. Corey calling him a bad name.
A WAP.
Really made him study hard, apparently. And that's pretty much the end of the episode.
That is.
Until our little outro, little ha-ha for the evening. But you got anything before we get to that?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
Man.
At the end of the show, we see Eric come in, and he's like, hey, I'm dating a cheerleader now. Amy's like, hey, what happened to Linda? I really liked her. Turns out she made the team. And Amy's like, oh, I used to be a cheerleader. We had some cool cheers. Eric's like, nah, those things are old, dated, lame. It's cutting edge now. Linda comes in. She does the same old cheer, which is very bad.
Yeah, it sounded very foreign.
Mm. Whoa.
What?
Foreign?
Yeah, foreign.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, not an English-speaking cheer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got a bunch of notes there. I don't know if you touched on any of them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we touched on overpaid sports, $6 million, for 6-year contract. Underpaid teachers, $40K a year.
Hmm.
Which, teachers, are they overpaid? Did we go over that? Because we kind of stopped at the
same. Are they overpaid? No.
Underpaid.
Are they underpaid?
Yeah. Or are they just, they right? Let's think about this. Let's think about this, because in our state, they don't make $70K. They probably do make closer to $40K this day and age, 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Is it enough money?
Just enough.
Just enough?
Yeah.
Comfortable?
Barely.
Okay. Because, I mean, they do have periods of time off built in already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the summer breaks. Yeah, they don't get as much as the kids because they have to clean up and prep, do lesson plans and things and get that ready. This would have been a good episode for your friend to have input on.
Mm-hmm.
But they get the Christmas breaks, spring breaks, fall breaks.
Random holidays in between, yeah.
They don't draw Social Security. I don't know if that's, well, no, that's a federal thing. So, no, they don't draw that. But they don't pay into it either. So, that's always staying in their income. Most of them get a pension. You know, of course, our state, that's currently a hot button issue.
It's in the air, I guess. Yeah.
Or in the sewer if you try to read that godforsaken bill. But
yeah. I mean, I just read an article about it the other day. In the first 3 paragraphs, it was like, what? It was just about if it was vetoed or not.
Yeah.
And I was totally confused. The result I got from it was vetoed or not.
We don't really know, but based on the title, you're going to click on this.
Yeah.
So, and we'll get hits. But let's see, what else do I have on here? Prejudice. Ever experience it? I asked you that, of course.
Have you?
I'm
sure you have, yeah.
Yes, I have. But I am considered white because
mm-hmm.
I don't have enough Native American in me to qualify for the benefits.
You're checkmarking Caucasian.
Caucasian. What do you mean? I did try to get cheeky in middle school and click Native American, but nothing ever came of it. definitely couldn't pass for it now.
So you're still paying taxes.
I'm still paying taxes. Yeah. I'm not eligible for a casino license.
Wow.
Huh? It's true. Mm. Like they do get like a good like
sure
cut on a casino. But anyways,
I'm seeing some cracks in the Woken image. But
No. This is reality here.
Yeah.
I'm not dressing them down. If anything, they get to take the white man's money.
Yeah.
Because you ever seen the Native American gamble in a casino?
I mean, I would be there. You know me.
Yeah. But you're Caucasian. Which, that's kind of went away, too. You ever notice that? Like, when you check now, it's like white, black, Hispanic. They're the only ones that still have their race in the checkbox.
Is there something there?
Something's there. They didn't want to offend somebody. Like, you know, because it used to be African American, right?
Right.
And somebody's like, you know, I'm born fuck America.
Wow. Okay. So, you need to get to where you're going because this is getting rough.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been rough for like 29 minutes and 46 seconds.
Maybe.
I have heard that, though. Like, people get upset because, like, I wasn't born in fucking Africa. I was born in America. And they're right.
Yeah.
But should these things even be on a checkoff thing?
I mean, what's it for?
Like, job applications, like, state your race. Why does your race have to be part of a job application?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't need to be there. No.
Why does your gender even need to be in it?
No. Depends on, maybe you're trying to be a female stripper.
I guess.
Man, you got to make sure you're a female, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want to be pole dancing and, you know, your pole fall out, hit that high-paying customer. But getting back to it, yes, I have gotten some racial slurs thrown my way. They're always incorrect because people are like, well, you know, you're Hispanic or you're Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. I only have one, you know, person of Hispanic descent in my family and he's married in.
Yes.
As far as I know, there's no, you know, black in my family. And I'm not Cuban. I get Cuban a whole lot, which you know of.
I don't see it.
You don't see it, but it's like somehow these Cubans, when I was a security guard, they would come in and they would be like, start speaking Spanish to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I don't speak Spanish. And they're like, what? Aren't you Cuban? I'm like, no. You know, I'm white. I have Native American. That's why I look the way I do. And they're like, sure, buddy, sure. And they would hug me. Like my Cuban father left my white mother. So I'm, you know, I've been robbed of my whole Cuban heritage, apparently.
Yeah.
I got Middle Eastern once.
Really?
Yeah, by a Middle Eastern guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. He was talking about the Quran with me and stuff, and I was just like, dude, I've never read it. But aren't you, you know.
Aren't you me?
Yeah, that's what he did. That's what he did. And I was like, no, man, Native American. Because that's the only thing I can go off of. Because I'm be like, oh, I'm just a reddish, tan, white dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stupid smile. And then they're just like, you're full of shit. But I got it. Got it for the long hair from cops. And
what, long hair? What do you mean from cops? What do you mean? That's a prejudice thing? Or
yeah.
What do they do?
Always asked if I had been smoking weed.
Oh, because you got long hair.
Yeah.
Well, of course. We all know in the 70s when people had long hair and smoked weed.
Of course. Even though this was like 2006. But, and then they would ask me if I had Mexican fruit in the car.
Mexican fruit?
Mexican fruit.
Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know what the hell that is. I have an uncle who is a cop, and I asked him what that meant. He's like, hell, I don't know. And he knew these guys.
Mexican fruit.
Yeah.
Listeners, tweet in at Boar Meets World. Let me know what Mexican fruit is. Thank you.
I mean, that's all I got. Linda looks 30. I brought that up.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a little ageism going on.
No. Just pointing it out. She looks very mature to be 15.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
Linda's racial slur seems forced. I wrote that in because I was like, this seems kind of edged in there, like a way to bring it back to the prejudice lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, the whole bet thing was the main plot of the, you know.
Sure.
Story. And then this was like kind of like a subplot, Eric's girlfriend. But then it all wrapped up in a nice little bow package, so I had to take that forced part off. Alan did it. I'm sticking to that.
Okay.
And what's a WAP?
Solid theory. I told you what a WAP was.
Yeah, without papers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that could apply to, like, any illegal immigrant.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. That's a very woke racial slur.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know what you mean.
Like, it could apply to anybody of any illegal immigration tactics.
Hmm.
I guess no so. Matter what color, what race you're from, you could be a WAP, ladies and gentlemen.
So, non-discriminate racial slur. Yeah.
WAP is the most woke racial slur ever. You heard it here.
All right. Anything else to talk about today?
That's it, man. How'd you feel doing the pod here? Because we're doing it in a different place today.
I think it's okay.
It's okay? It's not throwing you off at all?
I don't think so. Maybe it sounds like it. Yeah. I have felt this episode is a little shaky for some reason.
A little bit. I think it's just a different environment.
Think so?
Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully the next one's a lot better.
Yep.
So if you made it through, thank you.
Yeah.
Be sure to be back next week when we talk about, I don't know what the next episode is called, but we'll let you know then.
Yep. It's episode 9, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely episode 9. Of course, we're at Twitter at Boar Meets World. You can listen to us on the streaming at boarmeetsworld.pinecast.co. Of course, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Love to get some more reviews and ratings. And that's about it. We'll see you guys next week.
Take care.